Why is there only one candle? Mom's 46.
I know, but women who are mom's age don't like to be reminded of how old they are.
She's coming for you.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, Mom!
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's so sweet of you. You know this is my favorite thing. Grapefruit with wax on it.
Blow out the candle and make a wish.
Yay! If you only put one candle on it, so you wouldn't feel bad.
Well, why would I feel bad?
Oh, Mom, you are getting up there.
It really doesn't bother me to be 46.
It doesn't bother you at all?
Not in the least.
Mom, I am so happy to hear that, because Kara said when her mom turned 46, she went into a deep depression. You know, she said it wasn't so bad being 45 because she was still close to 40. But when she turned 46, she knew that 50 was right around the corner.
Vanessa, Mom, I apologize for your daughter's insensitivity. I asked them not to bring up your age because I knew it would be rough on you.
But it's not rough on me. I love being 46. I think it's a lovely age.
So do I. You look good for your age.
Thank you.
No, I mean it. You really look good.
Yeah, Mom, you really look good.
Really?
Thank you. Now, isn't there someplace else you need to go?
Yeah, we need to go to the mall and buy your present.
Yeah.
We were going to get it sooner, but we want to get something really special.
Oh, I see. You forgot my birthday.
Hey, guys, did we forget Mom's birthday?
No.
Now, come on, let's get to the mall before they run out of that thing we're going to get for her.
What thing?
You know, the thing we've been talking about for months?
Oh, that thing.
Morning, birthday girl.
Good morning, Cliff.
Forty-six. Yesterday, 45. Today, 46. Just another pebble dropping into the pond of life. 46. Kapoosh. See, when you get up around 50, then you have a boulder dropping into a smaller pond because it's kind of drying up. Kapow. Then you get to 60 and 70, all dried up. All you hear is...
Now, you know, I was really feeling good this morning till I ran into my family and everybody started giving me grief over turning 46.
Well, dear, let me tell you, it's nothing but a number. That's what old Jake used to say, the fella that shined shoes down in the visitor's lounge at the hospital. He'd sit there popping that rag and everybody'd have a birthday. He'd say, pop, pop, ain't nothing but a number. That's right. Died when he was 46. But listen, let me tell you something, though. Regardless of what anybody says, you still look good.
Now, why did you use that word, still? You didn't used to talk like that. You used to say, Claire, you look good. Am I not supposed to look good?
You're absolutely correct. The word still is out. You look good.
Come and sit down right over here, Mrs. Huxtable. And Carol will be with you in just a few minutes.
Thank you. Today is my birthday. My husband's taking me to lunch in an hour and a half.
Great, we got a birthday special today. Everything half price.
Really?
Oh, but wait, it doesn't apply to you. It's only for women over 40.
Bless you.
Claire?
The rain.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad it's your birthday. How else could we get our husbands to take us to lunch on a Saturday afternoon?
Oh, Mrs. Huxtable, excuse me. I'm just finishing up with Mrs. Erickson. I'll be ready for you next.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Mrs. Clark. Amy's ready for you right over there.
Now, there goes an attractive woman.
Mm-hmm. I know. Hard to believe she's 47.
47? Quit.
No, she is.
Well, I bet she had a ton of work done.
That's what I thought. The woman doesn't even color her hair.
I hate her.
She should be dropped off the planet.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Huxtable, what are you complaining about? You still look good.
The next person who uses that word still is going to get smashed.
I'm thankful they're saying still. It's better than used to.
There's Miss Cynthia.
The only woman I know who gets younger with every birthday.
Hello, Claire. Oh, hi, Lorraine.
Hi.
Hello, Cynthia.
Oh, please call me Cindy. All my friends do. Look, look what I got since you last saw me. Eddie and I got married.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. Eddie is 10 years younger than I am, you know.
Oh, he's 48.
He's 31. Well, I've got to run. I hope I don't have as much trouble getting out of here as I did coming in.
What happened?
Well, those construction workers next door, when they saw me walking down the street, they just stopped everything that they were doing and they started flirting and whistling. And I'm just going to have to stay off the streets of New York or nothing in the city will ever get built.
That woman is 41. I'm 12.
And you know that's her fourth husband.
I thought it was her fifth.
You know, I think you're right. I don't care how young she tries to make herself, she just cannot keep a man.
You see.
I've only had one husband, and he still wants what I have.
My husband begs me.
Quit.
Now, who did that?
A sick and vicious person.
Cliff! Cliff!
Hi, birthday girl. Alberto and I've been waiting for you.
Alberto, I thought we were meeting you at the restaurant.
Claire, my best wishes to you on this, your birthday.
Thank you.
Hi, honey.
Now, my dear, you didn't have anything to do with this clever little joke, did you?
What an unfortunate mistake. Who did this terrible thing?
We're just playing a little joke, so, you know, see? The kids did it, so there you go.
I'm through with you.
Let's sit down.
Claire, of course you know Cliff is just teasing you. He loves you so much. Did you know he keeps a picture of you in his locker at the hospital?
It's just a picture of you when you were younger. I would like to propose a toast to the birthday girl. Of course, she's not a girl anymore.
Watch it.
No, I'm going to get through my toast then. This is to my wife who, on this birthday, is 40.
That's quite all right. Numbers are not necessary.
I would like to toast my wife, whom I love very much, no matter what number.
Here, here.
Here, here.
Now, I would like to propose a toast.
Ah.
A Claire. Una mujer de imperecedera belleza.
Muchas gracias, Alberto. Agradezco el brindis.
Lo digo sinceramente.
Sí, porque eres auténtico, caballero.
I would appreciate you not hitting on my wife.
I was telling your wife that her beauty is timeless.
Well, it sounded like to me you said, let's go out in the garage. Okay. Well, set all that aside, I, of course, have prepared something special along with our children. We have a little thing we're going to do for you called When Mom Was My Age. Hit it!
When Mom was my age, the year was 1961. John Kennedy was president, the minimum wage was $1 an hour, and 8-course dinner at a steakhouse cost $3.75.
And how much was cabbage?
30 cents a head. And the Christmas Eve concert at Carnegie Hall cost 50 cents. But
You could listen to a guy named Chubby Checker who dressed like this and started a new dance craze. And that's what was happening in 1961, a long time ago.
I don't think I like where this is going. Oh, goodness, I knew it.
When Mom was my age, it was 1958. Ike was president. Alvin Ailey formed his own dance company, and you could buy a brand new Oldsmobile for only $2,900.
And how much was cabbage?
15 cents a head. And in 1958, the teenagers said things like, dig that crazy mixed-up cat and you're the most man real gone.
Wait a moment. You forgot my favorite. Blast off, Daddy O.
Also in 1958, people dressed like this to go to sock hops where they did dances like the hand job. And the stroll.
We were never that lethargic. Lorraine, come on here.
Oh, yeah.
These children have been spinning on their heads too long. We have a little life. We have a little life. Had to pump your arms a little bit and get a little dip. And then we'd spin around to the back. Woo!
Dig those crazy chicks.
Yeah, those are all
right. And that was 1958. A long, long time ago.
A long, long time ago. You people are cruel.
Mom was my age.
Oh, even my baby has turned on me.
It was 1952. Harry Truman was president.
How much was cabbage?
Cabbage? There was no cabbage. There were only 48 states. A large pizza cost 75 cents. The average house was worth $4,600. Dad, how much did you pay for this house?
A lot of cabbage.
And that was 1952. A long, long, long time ago.
Thank you, and get out.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Thank you,
guys.
When I was in medical school back in Spain, some of us used to go around to the restaurants and sing for our supper. Would you allow me now to sing?
I'd be honored.
No, wait. See, it's my wife's birthday. So I will sing.
That won't be necessary, Cliff, really. You don't have to sing, dear. That's quite all right.
You have a song for your wife?
Yes.
That's it.
Be kind to your ragged wife. For she sags and she bags and she spun.
Okay, that's fine. Stop. That's it. Thank you. This is more embarrassing for you than it is for me. Alberto, you promised me a song.
A song you should have. Do you remember that one? It goes, amor, amor, amor. Nació de ti, nació de mí, de la esperanza. Let me take the D. Amor, 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 nació de Dios para los dos, nació del alma. Or maybe the other one, you remember? Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que
tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Quiero tenerte muy cerca, mirarme en tus ojos, verte junto a mí. Piensa que tal vez mañana yo ya estaré lejos, muy lejos de aquí. Bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después.
So there, it was a great afternoon, and you really turned this day around for me.
Well, thank you very much, my dear.
The lunch was wonderful, and I enjoyed the song.
Well, you know, I put my best effort forward, you know.
Not that song, fool. The song Alberto sang.
Oh.
What an exquisite voice he has.
Yeah, but let me just say that it's not difficult to sing like that. All you have to do is take your voice up.
And you talk like this all the time. And so it's very nice to be here. Besame. Besame mucho.
We'll call you if we need that. No, it was really great. And the food was so good. You know, I loved the food.
And you didn't touch the dessert when they came? You went like that?
And you know what? I noticed that you did not buy that hateful cake with the white icing and strawberries on it like you usually get me every year for my birthday, and I thank you for that, because I am never eating that again in life.
Well, you might. I wouldn't say that if I were you. I commend you on saying that you are not going to eat it, but then again, it's a long time. 46, 47, 48.
You'll see. You will see.
Okay.
Show was taped before a studio audience.